The following safe yet powerful meditation has been used with great success to clear unpleasant memories, unwanted emotional responses, even phobic reactions and emotional trauma. Based on one of the most powerful techniques in neuro-linguistic programming, this meditation has helped many people to feel completely okay about things that have been troubling them for many years. We believe that whatever has happened in your life, it has happened so that you can learn from it and evolve. It is our belief that at a soul level, we choose all our experiences, and the most challenging ones can often have the richest learnings. You can use this meditation to clear any pattern you feel is troubling you in your life, whether it's feelings of fear, jealousy, anger, criticism, hurt, or something else. Using this one meditation, you'll be able to look at troubling events from your past with increased acceptance and calm. After all, once you have learned what there is to learn from the situation, so that you see it with wisdom, it becomes easy to drop the emotional charge. In fact, this is exactly how your unconscious mind works. The first few times you listen to this meditation, please use it for something that gives you a mildly unpleasant feeling. Then, as you get more familiar with it and feel comfortable about doing the technique, you may want to use it for events and memories you found much more unpleasant. Know that you can feel safe and secure throughout, and that you can stop the movie at any time you want. You'll be instructed to visualize a screen. Be sure that the screen is quite small and far away from the projection booth. Although this exercise might seem a little unfamiliar at first, know that you don't have to see or be consciously aware of what is happening. Simply relax and allow your unconscious mind to do everything for you. Set your intention to clear the emotion you want to clear, right now, and trust in the process, for there's another part of you that knows exactly what to do. Now, as we're ready to begin, please select the limiting emotional pattern you wish to clear from your life, and then just relax.
So just relaxing now, sitting or lying comfortably, and just breathe. Any tension, just draining away now. Just imagine you can breathe light in through the soles of your feet. That's right. Just imagine that as you breathe light in, all the muscles in your feet are relaxing and letting go now. Good. Breathing light in through your calves, your knees, white light. Just imagining that it's easy to do this now. Your thighs, every nerve, every fiber, every tissue in your thighs relaxing more and more. And just letting go now. Good. All those different muscles, all the way up to your hips. And now, breathing light into your lower abdomen. Just allowing the light to enter the stomach, relaxing more and more and letting go. Feeling safe, comfortable, and secure as you breathe light into your chest. Relaxing. deeper and deeper now. Feeling all the muscles in your chest. Just let go now. Just giving yourself permission to go even deeper, deeper and deeper into relaxation. And as you breathe light into your throat center, all those muscles in your neck relaxing more and more now. As you breathe in this light, focus now on the center of your forehead and breathe white light into your forehead, feeling safe, comfortable, secure. And now place your attention on the top of your head and imagine that the top of your head is opening up. And from a distant point in the universe, a shaft of light pours down through the top of your head and down and down and down your spine, as if your spine is filled with a pillar of light. And as the light touches your tailbone, it radiates out through the nerves in your lower back. All those muscles relaxing now. Your middle back relaxing more and more, and your upper back and shoulders. Breathe light into your shoulders now. And just imagine any tension or tightness releasing as you breathe light into those shoulder muscles. Good. And feel your upper arms relaxing as you breathe light in. Your elbows, your forearms, breathing in the light, and notice how easily those muscles relax now. Good. And now, breathe light into your wrists, your hands, and fingers, allowing any excess energy just to drain out through your fingers. Good. And now, just scanning your body for any area of discomfort. And again, breathe light into that area, giving it permission just to relax and let go even more now. That's right. Feeling safe, comfortable, and secure. And whoever you have faith in, whether it's Jesus or Buddha or Krishna, imagine that the sacred presence is here for you, guiding you now. And if you don't believe in anyone, then maybe taking the sun or the mountains, whatever represents a powerful, sacred energy for you. Imagine now that you are sitting in the projection booth of your own personal cinema, feeling safe, secure, and fully protected. And imagine that there's also another you sitting in the audience, and that there's a small screen in the distance with a neutral black and white image on it. And it's enough just to get a sense of that. Just imagine that as the you in the projection booth, you are going to be watching a movie of yourself, but through the eyes of the you sitting in the audience. So it's as if you're watching yourself there on the screen. Know that you have full control of the movie you are going to be playing. And that any time you can stop the film or wind it forward or backwards at a speed that's right for you. Recall now the period in your life or the incident you want to feel more comfortable about, or the emotion you want to release. And in a moment, you're going to be playing a recent time when that emotion came up. A movie on the small screen, there in the distance. Now, in a moment, you are going to run that movie forward at a really fast speed, in black and white, watching from the projection booth, looking through the eyes of the you in the audience. So do that now. Running it forward at a tremendous speed, and as it ends, now or in a few moments, step down from the projection booth, walk down past the you in the audience, and up to the screen. Imagine now that you can physically step into the screen where the movie ended. So it's as if you're actually there. Right there at that time in your life. After the incident was safely over. Now, in a moment, you're going to imagine that the movie is running backwards at a tremendous speed, just like rewinding a video film. Only this time you are in it, and it's running all the way back to the time of your conception. So do that now, winding it back in color at a tremendous speed. All sounds, all pictures, all feelings are in reverse. You're in it. All the way back past the beginning of that memory, and through all the times in your life when those feelings or that vibration came up. And your unconscious mind knows exactly how to do this for you. So there's nothing you have to do. And as you reach conception now, or in a few moments' time, imagine that you are being joined by your higher self, the divine, wise aspect of yourself. Your higher self is an infinitely wise, loving, and resourceful you. And this you knows of a resource that would have made a real difference to the way you went through those events, the way you process things. So ask your higher self right now to let you know of a resource that would have made a real difference. And it might be a resource of unconditional love, wisdom, strength, security, the ability to express yourself powerfully, the ability to forgive and let go, or some other resource. The higher self knows which resource is best for you to integrate now. So let your higher self give you that resource, and imagine you are receiving this resource from your higher self. Perhaps as a beam of light of a certain color, and see, hear, or feel the presence of this resource right within you now. Receiving this resource even more completely. And then imagine that you're coming forward right now with this resource through all those times when the feelings came up. Coming forward at a tremendous speed and spreading the resource throughout the entire past, taking the learnings, whatever it was you were meant to learn from those events, just allowing those learnings to register at the unconscious level now. And where the movie ends, Now, stepping out, walking up to the projection booth, showing the movie again, black and white. And already it's different. And where it ends, leaving the projection booth, walking down past the you in the audience, walking up to the screen, and just stepping into the screen where the movie ended. And now wind it back in color at a tremendous speed. You are in it. Everything is in reverse, all sounds, all pictures, all feelings, through all those times in your life, healing the situations, allowing you to let go of the emotions and learn the lessons from those situations, until before you know it, you're already at the time of conception. And again, as you reach conception, imagine you are being joined by your higher self, this infinitely resourceful you. And ask your higher self right now, what further resource would have made a real difference to the way I perceived and went through those incidents, those lessons? And it might be safety, love, courage, protection, inner confidence, or something else. Whatever that resource is, your higher self knows. So receive this resource now in the form of light of a different color, adding it to the resource you already have, and feel that resource building even more within you now. And then come forward at a tremendous speed through all the times in your life where those feelings and that vibration came up, and just allowing the resource to transform all those experiences for you. That's right. And where the movie ends, now stepping out, walking up to the projection booth, showing the movie again. Black and white. And already it's different. And where it ends, stepping out, walking down past the you in the audience, walking up to the screen, stepping into the screen where the movie ended, winding it back in color, everything in reverse, all sounds, all pictures, all feelings, running backwards, and you're in it through all the times those feelings came up, all the way back to conception. Even further back, and your unconscious mind knows how to deal with that. And then again, asking for another resource from your higher self, a further resource that would have made a real difference to the way you went through those experiences. And it could be detachment or safety, wisdom, love, or another resource. Feeling yourself receive the right resource now, maybe as a different color of light. Feeling that permeate the whole of your being. Feeling or seeing it within and around you now. And adding it to the other resources. And now come forward with this new resource. Spreading it through your entire path. Transforming all of those incidents. And on into the present. Changing the way you went through all of those experiences. And as the movie ends now, Step down from the screen. Walk up to the projection booth, showing it again in black and white. And your unconscious mind has already learned this process. So you can repeat it easily in seconds now. And as the movie ends, walking down from the projection booth, past the you in the audience, stepping into the screen where the movie ended and winding it back at tremendous speed. And it's in color and you're in it and everything is in reverse, all the way back to conception. And at conception, taking a fourth resource from your higher self, whatever would have made a difference for you. Receiving that resource and coming forward for the last time and allowing the resource to transform all those memories. And as the movie ends, look back and get a sense that those different resources, beams of light, really have run throughout your entire past now. Good. And they're shining on through the present and into your future. That's right. So you have those resources there for you now. And then stepping out and walking up to the projection booth, watching the movie for one last time, black and white, from start to finish. And you may already notice how very different it is now. And then coming back gently and easily to full awareness. Opening your eyes, or else, if you choose, continuing to sleep.